Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN Chicago. All right.
Very interested in this story.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure this out myself because, quite honestly, I
seem so weird.
Looked at this and I'm not quite sure. John Hogue is a rogue scholar. Not Rhodes, rogue scholar.
Rogue scholar.
Rogue scholar. And now this is very interesting, John. You have determined that Donald Trump was actually foreseen.
We heard you.
Don't get a hernia now.
I'm trying not
right,
to.
Right. Thank you. That's very good advice.
Right. Foreseen by the Greek chorus of all time. Here and that it, actually it, Nostradamus, depending on how you read Nostradamus, and I think isn't that the whole point and how you read it, that you could see that Donald Trump was actually a predictable event. Explain that, please.
Well, actually, it's not Nostradamus; it's his astrology. I mean, back in summer when he said he was going to run, and it looked like this was going to be president, celebrity apprentice president show. That nobody took seriously. I took a look at his astrology and I went, my God, this man is serious. And he's the only person I saw from the Republican side that could make my prediction of Hillary Clinton being president wrong.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So where's the proof? I mean,
what does that mean?
What are we talking about here?
Well, the proof is, Ann, that I've been making presidential predictions since 1968.
Okay.
And they're documented, and I have picked by popular vote every president for 12 in a row. And now this is the 13th attempt. Now, only twice in doing this, and I usually make these predictions on national shows, and I also print them in books and articles. Only twice in 48 years have I felt the need to put up a caveat about how a sure bet prediction could trip over its own stupidity or just make a mistake. There is a weak link, and it's always happened to Hillary Clinton. I did it in 2008. I'm doing
it
true. Again.
That is absolutely true. I mean, I think it's more political than it is astrological, but I'm going with you on it. All right, go ahead.
Well, the astrology, if you look at her astrology, it's like she's got this very, in layman's terms, it's a very karmic chart where what goes around comes around, and she's constantly – it's actually, this presidential election, row is a battle between two people with very afflicted Mercuries, which means their rulers of their intellect are sometimes on the tracks, sometimes – like in West Virginia, flying off the tracks, like what Hillary did, or any moment now, what Trump will say. and so this is the choice that America has. And Hillary Clinton, a year before she ran in 2008, I wrote an article called Hillary Clinton's Albatross Around Her Neck. And that was where I said she's a sure bet to win unless she doesn't apologize for her vote to go to war with Iraq and George Bush, which she didn't. And it said the anti-war group would side with Obama, which I expected to be her main opponent, and she lost in the primaries. Now, the next albatross is spelled T-R-U-M-P, and it will be – it's hers to lose. If she thinks that she can do what she did with the other 16 people tried to do to Trump – and go on the attack, she's probably going to blow this.
Right.
And this
then
will
he
be
doesn't,
the end of my winning streak.
Yeah, he's too good. He's got that jiu-jitsu thing down where he's very good at baiting people in and trying to attack him and then turns and then he gets all hurt. I can't believe they'd say something like that about me.
I know. Yeah. It's so shocking to see over right. and over and over again.
Yeah.
And you know, the guy who wrote that design and created Dilbert is absolutely quite right about Trump, that he knows he uses hypnotic suggestion. A lot of his repetition is classic hypnosis. And, we're going to make America great again and all that whole cadence. And it's brilliant how he does that. Also, this is a wacky year. This is in the Chinese New Year astrology. This is the year of the flaming red monkey. And
I had one of those on Friday night, as I seem to recall.
Yeah,
what is that?
I've watched them for about
flaming
10 years,
red monkey.
But I understand what you mean. The flaming monkey is a time of, I mean, look how outrageous this year is. Unorthodox, outsiders are running the show. Dogs are falling in love with cats. Everything is going on. Now, this is the window for somebody like Trump to actually go all the way. And the thing that he's harnessed is raw collective emotion and catharsis. Yeah. And he's done it brilliantly. And, you know, a lot of the elitists on the opposite side, the blue dog elitists, are kind of looking at it and they keep saying, oh, but we'll reason with the people. We'll do our little foreign policy speech where I delineate like a wonk every misstep quote that Donald Trump has said about foreign policy. And I'm listening to her saying, yeah, that's all accurate, but you just put your foot in your mouth again, Ms. Hillary, because that about the third quote is when you've lost everybody, because this is a time where you gotta grab people right in the heart, right in the gut.
Well, that's it. I mean, John, you are 100% right about this, and that's why when I say to people, and I'm famously now, increasingly famously, hysterical about Donald Trump. I'm worried. I'm worried for the nation. I'm worried for the world. It seems like any one of those movies, whether it's National Treasure or Raiders of the Lost Ark, like you opened up the wrong thing, and then the world, like, you know, is about
the
to
evil
just
spirits come out or something.
That's the way I look at it. But I'm telling you, I think there's more likely. You've hit on something. I say to people who are like thoughtful folks who say, oh, there's no way that he could possibly be president. I think there's every possibility. I would never bet against him to be the president of the United States next January.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are worried. I wrote a book, Trump for President, Astrological Predictions. And of the 40 books I've written in 20 languages, so far, everything up to this point in the timeline that I wrote in October, early October, is almost 100% on how what his potential missteps would be, how he would work it out, how he was going to the Republican convention, and even if it was a disputed convention, he was still going to win. And that he has the best astrology of anybody I've seen in 48 years for 8th November. It's remarkable, except for one shocking ending. For, you know, last two presidents have, whatever has been a great disaster of the last two presidents, astrologically speaking, is both men were afflicted with the sign of delusion par excellence, which is their sun, their ego, is squared. That's a negative aspect with Neptune, which is their subconscious. That's where Bush is talking to God and going to wars. That's where Obama is promising the moon and then some and getting little of it done and kind of following a seducer's thing where he wants to convert the Republican leadership over to him at complete denial of his own party and getting nowhere.
Yeah, how did that work out for him?
That's Neptune. That's Neptune's sun square.
All right, let me ask you a question. And I know this is going to be sort of a little short on timer, but this is kind of a simple thing to think about. When was Donald Trump? What's his birthday?
His birthday is the 14th of June. It's coming up pretty soon.
Oh, what are we going
to
get him?
Get to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, it's
do
coming up
special for
tomorrow.
It is tomorrow, right? It's the 13th.
Well, we could sing happy birthday to Money, Money, Money.
Yeah, I guess it could. Wow, the 14th
of June.
So he's a Gemini.
Yeah.
So I'm a Gemini too. That worries me.
He's a Gemini with a huge, and I mean huge, Leo ascendant. Which means he's really got, you know, that's where he's a very leontine, lion-like, you know, ego, gold, you know, the whole business.
Yes. He's got gold lions in his, when you walk into his apartment, it's gold lions. So at the entrance, right? So.
And rosy cheek cherubs, with pink cheeks for the Gemini pink, you know, and. In fact, he looks best in a pink tie because it matches his Gemini nature.
Yeah. His horoscope for today, by the way, says you have the ability to see things globally and holistically.
He wrote that
himself. His chart is full of a lot of surprises. You know, I started that book thinking I was only going to write 15, 20,000 little e-booklet and put it on Amazon. It ended up being 50,000 words. Because actually, and then I spent the last third of the book talking about what a Trump president might be like and how he might surprisingly do some things that are pretty amazing and positive. Or he's Greg Stilson from Stephen King's The Dead Zone.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, when did you write the book, though? What stage were we in this election process, or where were we?
I wrote it in August. Most of it was written in August and early October. That's when I documented the first draft and all the predictions. And then I edited it and released it around Christmas.
Hmm. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Violetta has a question. Wait, she's asking...
Well, my question was just, I'm the year of the monkey, and I was wondering how my birthday is going to be this year.
Gosh.
Or how my year's looking. I don't know. Like, do you take
John, you take requests?
So when's your birthday?
February 22nd, 1992. So I'm the year of the monkey, and I'm a Pisces.
Okay, so you've already, you were just in the first few weeks of the Chinese Lunar New Year, so... So you already had your birthday, right?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Yeah. So.
But I have another one coming up next year.
Only a dyslexic would ask.
This guy, you know what? No, it's funny because John stares at charts all day long. He has no idea what the date actually is right now.
There you go.
That is true.
It's too many numbers. Cleaners who never clean their house, you know.
So yeah, how's her year gonna be? Is she gonna be lucky in business? Is she gonna be lucky in love? Is she gonna be lucky in fate? What's gonna happen here?
Just avoid guys with loincloths who fly through the air on a vine.
Okay,
well, that should be
easy. But those sound really fun.
Yeah. Well, then enjoy. Just know when to get off.
There's a new Tarzan movie coming out, actually.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Next time, if you come on again, I'd like to know about the whole year, 92, I don't know, monkey, whatever you did for Trump.
Sure.
I'd like the whole package.
I'm sure for a price, he'll be able to give you the whole package.
Yeah, you can do it off
air. Yeah, that's why.
I got a book that's coming out in about 2 months that'll look at the year of the monkey. And it's called 2016-2017 Years of Crisis and Breakthrough. So I'll talk at length. There's a lot of details about that.
So this is the flaming red monkey. That's still a year of the monkey,
really
though, right?
Entirely.
Yeah, it is till I think late January of next year.
Huh. What was 1964? What year was that?
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
Oh, that was a bad one.
I can't pull that out of my Wikipedia mind.
Is this Chinese? Wood dragon, is that correct? No, that's...
Yeah, it could have been a wood dragon.
Wood dragon, Chinese zodiac sign, those born between February 64 and 65.
The wood dragon, the year of the wood dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Year of the dragon.
Yeah, I'm a wooden sheep.
I don't understand any of this. But
that was what's called that. Well, as a wooden dragon...
Flaming red monkey, sheep.
Is a wooden dragon a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, unless it gets close to fire, it might burn.
Oh, that is really...
That is deep.
Really?
That is a fortune cookie at its max.
Oh my gosh,
write that down.
Not is that just deep, that is accurate. Because I have gotten too close to the flame and burned to the cinders of the ground.
You know your stuff, John. Man,
yeah, that's pretty good. All right, well, John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have more thoughts. We'll have more questions for you as the weeks go on here.
Yes, I can be the traffic Nostradamus for you.
That would really be something. Although there is some other story today too that Nostradamus predicted the Trump deal. Huffington Post has this story today. Andy McDonald wrote it.
That Trump actually Nostradamus predicted that Trump would be president and that Hillary's email situation also. Letters are found in the Queen's chest.
That quatrain out of there shall be an E in the mail, and it shall be trumpet.
Yeah, it was. Here's the quatrain that they've got: two bodies, one head, fields divided in two, and then to reply to four unheard ones, little ones. Oh, like Marco, little ones for great ones, clear evil for them. Lightning at the tower of Agis Mortis, worse for Isusius.
Yeah, so I don't understand that, but Apparently, they
say, your relatives. I don't even know who
these people
are.
They could be Greeks, but famous Greeks. But they say the two bodies are Hillary and Bernie. The one head is the Democratic Party, and the tower, of course, clear reference to Trump.
Trump, yeah, that must be what it is.
Oh yeah, that's the if that writer were a cannibal, that would be all the body parts of about four quatrains put together. Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly. All right, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Yeah,
thanks,
Ro. Thanks, man.
There he goes.
Lisa.
There he goes, John Hogue, the
rogue
professor.
I'm not sure I understand
professor.
Everything that just happened. But
I don't either.
Okay.
I'm so
I thought it was
lost.
Wonderful.
I really don't
I know.
Understand it.
I like how Violetta was like, hey, wait a second. What about
personal
me?
Personal horoscopes.
What about me? What did I do? I was the year of the monkey.
That's, I mean, it's a good year.